This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Tuesday, November 14th, as the first snow of winter starts to fall in Oslo, with queues stretching down the street from the courthouse, the day has finally arrived.
For me, what happens when I walk into a courtroom on the first day of a major case, you're usually preoccupied with all kinds of relatively minor issues, like is my tie straight, have I got my laptop properly charged.
You got all your documents in the bag ready to go.
Laptop, documents.
We're paperless.
And that hopefully takes your mind off the reason why you should be scared out of your wits.
Every case creates its own atmosphere in the courtroom.
It can compare at least to an exam.
I guess I will have my heart in my hands. As we say in Spanish, con el corazón en la mano.
It is a little bit like a play. You've done a full dress rehearsal and you've learned your lines before you actually step onto the stage.
Just over 12 months since this momentous case was filed, Greenpeace and Nature and Youth confront the Norwegian government in court and argue that Arctic oil is unburnable carbon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Oslo Airport. Please remain seated.
We have travelled to Oslo for this historic moment and will be following the legal battle from inside the courtroom, speaking to the lawyers arguing both sides of the case.
How are you?
Very good, and you?
We are well prepared and we are ready to start this marathon law case. We will argue directly that these licenses are in conflict with the right to a sound environment.
Facing them from the other side of the court is the Attorney General of Norway.
I'm defending the decision of the Norwegian government and the Norwegian parliament. This is the first time it's really up to the courts to define and interpret what is the legal meaning of this article.
We regard this as a kind of last chance to overcome the political authorities' inability to really address the serious situation.
There has never been a decision on what Article 112 really means, and any judge having to decide that is going to have to be guided by principles of law that have perhaps never been applied in Norway before.
As the judge enters, the courtroom rises. The future of the Arctic and our planet's climate hangs in the balance. Listen to the final episode of Unburnable from Thursday, November 30th.